Hey, it's Tax Quips Time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Lisa in California who tells us, I decided to return to nursing. I'm wondering what my tax deductions are, if any. When can I start to claim them for my re-education? Costs will include refresher classes, books, etc., licensing fees, job interview fees, mileage, physicals, lab certifications, and so forth. Well, Lisa, good for you. That sounds like a good move. And with today's demand for nursing skills as the population continues to get grayer, you should have no problem finding work. As to your education, the bad news is you can't deduct the costs as employee business expenses since you've been out of the field so long. At this point, that's re-education or treat it as a new career. Our legislators, in their wisdom, do not encourage people to build new skills so they always remain useful in the job market. The good news is, there's a better way to use some of the expenses. Under the new American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, for this year and next year, there's a new American Opportunity Tax Credit of up to $2,500 for the cost of tuition and related expenses paid during these two taxable years. Under the new credit, you're going to get a tax credit based on 100% of the first $2,000 of tuition and related expenses during the taxable year, and 25% of the next $2,000 of tuition and related expenses during the taxable year. And in case you zero out your tax liability, 40% of the credit would still be refundable, so you would be able to get back 40% of this amount even if you zero out your taxes. Now, it's not really clear if the old education credits have been replaced by the new ones. The old credits were or are worth $1,850 for the HOPE credit and $2,000 for the lifetime learning credit. And there's a link to IRS Publication 970 with information about education benefits. Now, we also had an education deduction of $4,000, which was an above-the-line deduction on the front of your return. That might still be available, but I have to admit I'm not certain. As to your interview expenses, they would be deductible as miscellaneous income, but they are rarely higher than 2% of the adjusted gross income on your joint tax return. But when you add in licensing, physicals, etc., those combined might generate a deduction. On the other hand, if you can reactivate your license before taking all the expensive classes and do a little work through a nursing service first, then the classes you take after you start working will be deductible as employee business expenses. So here's the strategy. First, use any allowable expenses to grab the American Opportunity Credit of up to $2,500 for the first tax year, then use the rest of the cost as miscellaneous expenses after you start working. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about education deductions and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.